Remember, we've been dealing with
why Black Creek Baptist Church exists. And there's three things that we have on the sheet that we handed out. One is to exalt the Savior. The second was to edify the saint. And tonight we're going to be looking at to evangelize the sinner. And of course, this will have to do with the subject of witnessing. Now, I read this week in one of my devotionals, and I had a chuckle about it, but really it's imaginable for a new Christian, at least some new Christians. Let me share it. The author of it says, "We've been working with a high school student named Eric, whose newfound Christianity is, well, it's under construction. The other day, for example, he told me of sharing Christ with a friend at school. I asked him, 'How did it go?' 'Not so well,' Eric replied. 'When my friend didn't listen to me, we got into an argument, and I slapped him across the face.'" The author says, "Eric, as I moaned, we've got to work on your witnessing techniques." To exalt the Savior, to edify the saint, to evangelize the sinner. Luke 24:47 says, "And that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." That repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name. This is every individual Christian that is to be a witness. And every individual Christian is to be working at bringing people to Christ locally. Okay? Now you'll understand what I mean when I say locally. locally doesn't mean just Black Creek. Okay? You live in Belfast. Okay? So that would be local. You live over toward Rushford. That's your locality. Okay? And Steve and Sam, again, the name of the place you live?
Geneseo.
That's his locally. Got the idea? When Sam's down at Fort Drum, that'll be local. But it's every individual Christian's responsibility. Now, this also involves the church as a group. And here we find that we are a witness through missionary outreach beyond our own local area. I understand how the term, every one of us is a missionary. I understand how that term is used. You can tell by my tone of voice that I don't always agree with it. But I understand how it's used. When you think of a missionary being somebody who takes the gospel to another person, and that's how it's used when it says every one of us is a missionary. But really, every one of us is to be a witness where we live. And then people who take the gospel beyond where they live, be it in the United States or a foreign country, that's what we traditionally have termed a missionary. And again, I realize there's a lot of definitions and thoughts regarding mission work. I know I've read some where some Bible teachers, they don't even use the term missionary because it's not in the Bible, missionary, and therefore you know, the traditional definition of missions, they don't believe fits. And again, I understand where they're coming from. But my point tonight is you and I, as individuals, we're responsible for where we live. It's a sad commentary on the Christians in the United States of America, which brings it to the churches, that Korea has begun sending, South Korea has begun sending missionaries to the United States.
Amen. That's right. Sure thing. Yes, sir.
I remember reading, I had heard of a Christian who confronted one of those, and South Korea isn't the only country. There's other Asian countries that have been sending missionaries. And an American confronted one of those Asian missionaries and wondered, what are you doing here? And the answer was to the effect, we're here because you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
That's right.
That's exactly right. Yes, sir.
I want to talk about two terms. Soul winning and witnessing. I had a conversation with Dale that brought this to mind here not too long ago. When I was first saved in 1959, much instruction and preaching was given on witnessing. And then for me, it was in the late 60s into the 70s and 80s that I began to hear the term not witnessing near as much as I heard the term soul winning. Okay? Now, it's my contention, and it may only be my opinion, but since I'm the one speaking, whose opinion would you expect unless I'm quoting someone? There's a distinction between the term soul winning and the term witnessing. Now, both of them are in the scriptures. Proverbs 11:30, he that winneth souls is wise. And when it says winneth, that carries the idea, you know, the way we use the term win doesn't completely fit into what that means. He that winneth souls is wise. He that takes a soul. He that turns a soul to God. He that turns a person to God. And so the soul winning. Okay, witnessing is when you give somebody else the gospel message. When you give them scriptures that explain how they can know Jesus Christ as Savior. Now, the most well-known of such an assortment of scripture would be the Romans Road. I remember John's Trail. there's a term that goes with it. It's all verses from the book of John. Then I've had in other studies that I did and courses that I took, it was an assortment from different books of the Bible. But it's generally 5 to 8 verses that proclaim a person's condition as lost, thereby telling the person about their need. And then it's telling a person what God has done to meet that need. And then, of course, you have the invitation part where you ask them if they want to trust Christ. Now, when a person witnesses, he or she, I say must, definitely should discern if the person they're witnessing to is what we might call ready to accept Christ. You can, by how you present it, 9 out of 10 times you can get somebody to pray the sinner's prayer. But that doesn't mean that they were ready. And yet at the same time, there's people you witness to, don't assume they're not ready. And I think Pastor alluded to this, it may have been this past week, 2 weeks ago for sure. And it is some people, and I use myself as an example. I heard the gospel, and if I heard it in Sunday school classes, I don't remember it all. But it might have been there. But the first time I heard it in an evangelistic message, I walked the aisle and got saved.
Amen.
There's never been a doubt in my mind. Okay? And so, and some of you struggled for years. There is no set pattern. It's according to the individual and the individual's life.
Yes, sir.
Now, definitely things are changing. There was a time where you could assume that the person, at least as a child, went to Sunday school. You can't assume that anymore. So with a lot of people, you almost have to go back like you do in some foreign countries and establish who God is. And you have to establish what God has done. And even with people in our country who know the term God, but they don't necessarily know the Bible God. Now, when you're standing with a fellow outside of Dollar General while your wives are in shopping, you don't have the time to take him through an intense Bible study. But don't you forget, this is a two-edged sword. And therefore, if you give it, God will use it.
That's right.
And don't think you're the only one that's ever going to talk to this person. You never know, but what there have been other people that have witnessed to and prayed for this individual. And you're coming along and you're just adding another brick on the whole wall that's going to win the guy or the woman. Okay? And so, but you see, the term soul winning, the way I had heard it presented at least, was the idea that I give you the gospel, whatever plan or assortment of scriptures I use, I give you the gospel, and now the term is often used, you need to draw the net. Okay? You need to reap harvest. And soul winning is the idea of actually getting somebody to pray the sinner's prayer. Even if you think they're ready, soul winning, the emphasis is to get them to trust Christ. Witnessing, the emphasis is to give them the gospel.
Amen.
Okay? And when you witness, you just, what does a witness do in a court of law? Tells what he knows. And then the lawyers and the judge, they determine how that information is going to be used. And so our task is to witness, to give the message. And God will determine how it's going to be used. Now that should not lead us away if we discern this person may indeed be ready. You say, well, how do you know if they're ready? Well, if they begin to tell you things like, yeah, that's what my mom always told me. Yeah, well, that's what the preacher where I went to church when I was a kid said, too. Okay, you see, you might have more fertile ground if you're hearing that sort of thing. And you can trust the Holy Spirit will lead you. Just don't assume that because it took you forever, it's going to take them forever. Or what can happen is you can miss them coming to know Christ as Savior. Now, we can get very Calvinistic and say, well, but if they're really going to get saved, it doesn't matter if I'm the one or not, somebody else will come along and get them. Mm-hmm. Well, if that's the case, then why bother witnessing at all? Somebody else will come along. Because you're always nervous about witnessing. You're nervous about telling somebody about Christ. So you just do the praying and let somebody else witness. That doesn't fit with what the Bible teaches, does it? Tells us all we're to go and give the gospel. And so, but you see, I was understanding what it meant to witness. And then when the emphasis of soul winning came along, now the focus came on drawing the net, reaping a harvest. You know what else? else came with that? Discouragement. Because there are more times, many, 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 many more times that you're going to give the gospel and a person's not going to get saved. And when your focus is that you've got to lead them to Christ, you've got to draw the net, you've got to reap the harvest, and when you can't do it, you're going to get discouraged.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't want to use this man's last name, but at the same time, I do want Ford's and Falk's. We had a man's first name was Steve, and lived up Taylor Brook Road, married Julie. Now, if you don't know who it is by now, you come see me. I'll tell you. It started at Bell Run Union Church, and then when we started Grace Bible Church, continued there. And I don't know, he was our biggest soul winner. How about that, Mike? Yeah. He was the one who knocked on more doors than any other man in the church. Now, Mike had the look that he had because that isn't at all what you would expect. But I remember when he said, Pastor, how many nights have we gone out? How many people have we told? And we haven't seen any of them come to the Lord. You see, when the focus is on hearing them pray, and you don't do it, you get discouraged. You get discouraged. But when the focus is where I believe God put it, witnessing, telling, then you're doing. You're obeying. You're doing. And then you're sensitive to being used by the Lord so that if He wants to use you to actually bring a person to the salvation experience, you're willing to do that. You're sensitive to do that. You're open to do it. So when the Lord puts it in your mind, ask Him if He wants to trust Christ now. Ask her if she's ready to trust Christ. When the Spirit prompts you that way. You see, if your mind is geared that you don't have to ask that every time you witness, then when it comes to your heart and mind to do so, you can pretty much rest assured this isn't your idea. Yeah. As a matter of fact, the average person who witnesses, it's their idea not to say that. Because that's a whole additional level of interacting about Jesus Christ. Yeah. And so a distinction, I believe, between soul winning and witnessing. And what that emphasis on soul winning did in the fundamental church, what that emphasis did is took it away from witnessing. And except for those that are plugged into that system, many have just dropped by the wayside. However, the evangelicals, new evangelicals, neo-evangelicals, in other words, the non-fundamentalist ones, they continue to use the term witnessing.
They sure do.
Yeah, okay. And they continue to have an emphasis on their people telling others about Jesus Christ. But that old devil's pretty smart. He got us focused on the wrong part of it. And so now the fundamental church, to the greater part, doesn't witness.
Right. Exactly.
And that doesn't mean nobody ever anywhere. I know you can find some good, strong, fundamental churches who have great witnessing programs. Please, I'm not trying to indict everybody. But in the circles that I've run, those that have had the emphasis on soul winning have little witnessing. Where those who just kept the emphasis on witnessing, they continue to do it because they are not expecting But every time they go out, every person they talk to, they're going to be able to introduce them to Christ. Our task is to sow the seed. God, hey, this could be in Scripture. God gives the increase. Yeah, that'd be something God could use, all right? You know I'm jesting when I put it that way. Father in heaven, help us to be faithful as a witness for Jesus Christ. In Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria.